It's another Wednesday, and I'm so excited to be here. This week was really fun talking about Lindsay's journey through body image and weight loss and fitness, and she taught me so much through this process. I mean, my wife has taught me some amazing lessons. It's one of the greatest things about being married is being able to call upon your partner to strengthen you where you're weak and to celebrate the things that, you know, you do well in. And man, Lindsay has taught me so much about health and fitness and body image and self-esteem and confidence and you name it. Just, we could keep on rolling with this, but listening to her talk about her journey is so gratifying now because I've watched her through this process and I've watched the struggle, and it's one of those wonderful, horrible, awful things that we do. You know, she struggled for such a long time, and it was so difficult to have to be on the sidelines and just, you know, be there with her as she's doing it. And then now that she's accomplished so much, to be able to just celebrate her, it's so exciting for me. There's a couple things that she said that ring true for me, and I wanted to address because they're things that I think fit all of us, at least to some degree. And so I just wanted to expound just a little bit on some of the themes that came up, because it's not just for weight loss, it's for anything. Especially since we're talking about relationships and couples, there are little themes that she talked about in just her weight loss bit that I think we can apply in lots of different areas. And so I wanted to pick out some of the themes that she taught us. And the first one is balance. She was talking about balance, and it immediately made me think about a professor I had. I loved her so much. Dr. Skip. She was so great. She had this dynamic way of teaching, and she talked about balance in such a way that it just made sense to me. We as human beings have this interesting tendency that if we don't like something we're doing or we don't like something in our lives, we don't just sort of change it. We don't just go to neutral. We go the exact opposite side to eradicate whatever it is that we don't want in our lives. Dr. Paul talks about how we are, we're pre-programmed in a way to avoid pain. We try so hard to just avoid it. So what we do is we swing that pendulum all the way to the other side to try to avoid any kind of discomfort or displeasure or pain. Dr. Pollock would say it's like being on a rowboat. So here we are, we're rowing through life, and we're on one side of the boat, and we notice that we're tipping, and it's uncomfortable. We don't like how this feels. We're going to go into the water. So what do? We jump over, all the way over to the other side of the boat. Well, what's going to happen there? Well, now we're going to be tipping on that side. So what do? We jump back over, and you have this pendulum swing. So when we're talking about weight loss, like Lindsay was talking about, you see a lot of people do the yo-yo dieting, right? Well, this is what it is. We're uncomfortable where we are, whether that's in the diet or outside of the diet, you know. So here we are, maybe we're just eating whatever we want and not exercising and kind of living the gluttonous lifestyle. It becomes uncomfortable at some point, whether that's because of weight gain or health issues or just that slothful feeling of I'm not doing much. Whatever it is that causes you discomfort, it will snap you into that thinking of, gosh, I got to get out of here. I got to do something about it. That discomfort motivates us. Well, what's interesting is, as a human being, we don't just say, where would neutral be so that I can get out of this discomfort? No, we go for, I'm going to swing that pendulum all the way to the other side. I'm going to jump to the other side of the boat. Boy, there's a lot of mixed metaphors today. But that's what we do. We don't just sit. We don't just look for balance. We go all the way to the other side and we throw ourselves over. So here in the case of dieting, here we are, you know, eating whatever we want, not exercising, not really taking care of the body. It becomes uncomfortable. So then we jump over to the other side. And usually this happens when? January 1st, right? We say, or Monday. We'll say Monday, we start the diet. Or, you know, January 1st is when everyone joins the gym. So we put a date on it, and then we jump over to the other side. Suddenly, we're exercising, we're eating kale, and we don't like that either. And it's not going to be well reinforced. We're not going to stay in that behavior. It's not comfortable. It doesn't kale does not taste like donuts, and it never will. It's not going to. It tastes terrible. Someone send me a good recipe for kale, because I don't like kale. I don't mean to hate on it, but it's healthy, but I haven't found a use for it yet. So here we are, jumping to the other side and eating kale. And that's uncomfortable. In fact, it's so uncomfortable, it might rival how we felt on the other side of the boat. So what do? We'll hold out. We'll eat the kale and exercise as long as we can. But at some point, we're going to jump to the other side of the boat again. Instead of just going for middle ground and finding where neutral is. So balance is one of those things that we'd like to talk a little more about. How do you find that balance? How do you find a neutral ground? And how do you find rewards that are stronger for you than the need to get out of the pain that you're in? Or how do you utilize pain so that you can stay motivated and move toward a middle ground? There's lots of little things that we can do there. One other thing that she talked about, well, I'll just bring this one up, and then maybe we'll just close for today. So she talked about being content, finding contentment and kind of neutralizing thought, you know, not looking for bad, not looking for good, just being neutral with our thoughts. Again, this is kind of going back to the balance thing, but I heard this amazing, little story, this little analogy. I heard it once in a church talk, and I wish I could pull it up, but I haven't heard it again since, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere yet. So if anyone knows who this is by, maybe send me a voice message so that I can give them credit. But maybe this is an old story too, and I'm just exposing my ignorance. Wouldn't be the first time. So there's a story about a man who had 1 acre of land and 1 son. And on this 1 acre of land, they farmed and they lived fine. And they were content with their living arrangement there. Well, one day a horse walks onto their land, and it doesn't belong to anyone. And the man's able to take the horse in and claim the horse as his own. And so all the neighbors come into town. They come over to his place, and, oh my gosh, isn't this wonderful? You're so lucky, this beautiful horse, and you didn't have to pay for it or anything. Isn't that great? Isn't it beautiful? Aren't you so blessed? And he says, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. The next day, the young man, the gentleman's son, is trying to break the horse, and in the process actually ends up breaking his leg. And, oh, everyone comes to commiserate with him. Oh, it's so awful. It's terrible. I can't believe. Oh, your son, your only son, the only person you have to help you farm, he's broken his leg. What are you going to do now? This is awful. This is horrible. This is the most terrible thing to happen. And the man says, well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. And the next day, the king sends troops out to collect all of the able-bodied young men to join the army. And this young man isn't able to go because he has a broken leg. And once again, oh my gosh, aren't you so you can see how the story just progresses and grows. And where this goes to is how we can look at our situation and we can say, this is wonderful. Yes, it is. This is terrible. Yes, it is. But however, the story is much longer than the moment we're living in. The story goes on and on. We've been living this life for years, and we will continue to live. And so one little moment might feel terrible in the moment, but it might change, or that experience might actually lead to something positive. It's up to us to choose how we are going to feel about it. If you choose a neutral statement like, well, I don't know how this is going to turn out, kind of like the man in the story, you may find that you have more opportunities to find gratitude for the experience later on. Don't assign judgment, don't assign emotion to a moment before it's played out. If you can do that, you can hold off the emotional response. And then you don't have to be bogged down by these negative emotions, but actually you can just be content in the moment and maybe find meaning and joy later on after the moment has passed. Well, thanks again for listening. It's been a fun Wednesday morning for me, and I hope you all have a great day and a great week. Lindsay and I will be back again on Saturday. This time we're going to be going to pick up our son from camp, so we get to have some time in the car to sit and talk and mull over the week and the things that we've been thinking about, and I'm excited to see what comes out of it. So we'll see you again Saturday, and you all have a wonderful day.